Here we go! And a one! And a two! And welcome to the Tales from Longbox podcast. This is episode 248, The Best Sidekick. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard.
Hello.
Murray?
I'm back.
You back?
Murray was muted. Back.
Sorry, man. Okay.
I was dumped.
You got dumped?
Dumped, kid?
Oh. I got dumped.
Oh, yeah, I see that. That sucks, man. Well, we'll get it all in there. Okay. So, yeah. This episode, I'll let Murray explain it. It's his idea.
Okay. It was.
Yes,
we're
it
talking
was.
Sidekicks.
Sidekicks.
And we're going to come up with the very best sidekick in comics. We're going to duke it out. We're going to figure out who the very, very best sidekick is.
Wow.
Not just our favorites, but like the very best sidekick, period.
All right. Okay.
This is going to be interesting.
Then I've already won, so thank you for listening. We will...
Jeez. All right.
You think so.
So define sidekick. Let's get that out of the way first.
Okay.
I want to know what your definition of a sidekick is, Murray.
That is a good way to start.
Sure, a sidekick is like a teen. I guess it doesn't have to be a teen.
Nope.
A buddy to a main.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you dump again?
What he was saying is that a sidekick is.
Well, here's what the Wikipedia says. Are you back, Murray? Yeah, I just looked it up just for the heck of it. It says a sidekick is bless you. Yeah, a slang expression for a close companion or colleague, not necessarily in fiction, who is actually or generally regarded as subordinate to the one he accompanies. Well known.
Vice President of the United States is
yeah.
The most powerful sidekick.
Yeah, that would be the most powerful. Yeah, some well-known fictional sidekicks are. Should I give the list, or we save that for the...
Watson.
Yes, Watson is one. Don Quixote's Sancho Panza. This is an interesting how they throw this in. You got Sherlock Holmes, Dr. Watson, the Lone Ranger's Tonto, the Green Hornet's Kato, Shrek's
yeah.
Donkey. It says,
yeah,
and the very last one is Batman's origin.
What's
Batman's
origin?
Excuse
me, Batman's Robin. I was looking at two different things there. Sorry.
I thought that was awfully strange. I guess you can't use Robin now. You've taken Robin off the table.
No. That's Wikipedia saying that. Besides, how many Robins are there?
8 million.
There's a lot. So go for it. All right.
I think it's either five or six, actually.
Yep. Which, I mean, I don't know if they're going to be that many after Rebirth or not, but we'll see.
There'll be more.
Probably.
Actually, and all those ones from We Are Robin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good idea, but not very well executed.
All right, well.
Mm-hmm. Why, yes.
So who wants to start and who wants to not try and even compete? Sorry,
well, might not be more up to snuff because I got sidetracked with work and didn't do my research like I should. But I'm gonna wing it, so I'm gonna go ahead and go first, get it out of the way. A good sidekick, the best sidekick. Okay. I'm going to say the Damian Wayne Robin. That's what I'm going to say. Now, why is this? Why is this?
The Damian Wayne Robin?
Yes, yes.
Really?
Yes, yes, I'm going to say that. See, because you probably think I'd say Dick Grayson. But Damian has come into his now, I'm not saying I like him better than Dick Grayson. Let's not go there. Because I don't consider Dick Grayson the sidekick anymore. He's done. He's been Batman, so on and so forth. So that's part of it. But Damian Wayne, he's raised by a group of assassins. So he's got all these martial skills. He's young. He's pliable. He's intelligent. If not arrogant, he is arrogant. That's a flaw. You got to have a flaw. But I think having Bruce Wayne's son being the sidekick is one of the best ideas that they've had, because it makes Batman be even more careful, even if Damian is not, because he tends to jump into things without thinking because he thinks he's invincible. You know, having a mother that should, you know, show up and replace his organs with cloned organs, some, you know, kind of makes him think he can get away with things like that. But I like his attitude, and he has changed a lot over the last couple of years. Fearless.
He's softened a little bit.
Softened a little bit.
Since dying and coming back.
Yeah, that tends to do that. I think he's probably one of the best sidekicks, because he doesn't think he is a sidekick. Which is part of his charm, I think. He thinks that, you know, he's an equal to Batman, but he's not quite there yet. And I'm interested to see how he plays with the Teen Titans in the Rebirth.
I liked how he always called, when he was working with Dick Grayson, he always called him Grayson.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Any respect.
Not to his face. Mind yes. you. But he did hold him in high respect. So, let's see. I'll try to think of other reasons.
I like the reason that you kind of sold me with. I'm not saying he's the best one. I'm just, yeah. just
No.
Kind of sold me with him being Bruce Wayne's son. I think that is a novel twist on the sidekick thing. Because normally they're a ward or a... an employee or something.
Exactly, and there's been, I don't know, how many imaginary stories has there been over the years where, you know, it's been Batman's son or something like that. You know, he grows up and takes over the mantle of Batman and all that stuff. Now, they've made that kind of true, so, as part of canon, and I should be interested to see how that plays out in the Super Sons book.
Yes. Yep. Agreed.
Yes, which, well, we'll talk about that later. Anyway. So, that's my...
Giving you a score, but I'm not going to tell you what it is, because I want to hear what Murray's.
That's fine. I just came up with that about 10 minutes ago, so...
I could see... he's being made for Rob, like the
bummer.
But
dude, you are jumping in and out.
We didn't hear that whole argument there, Murray.
Yeah, you're jumping in and out, dude.
Man. Oh,
take a deep breath.
I would say I could
talk faster.
Yeah, I'm.
Yeah, not hearing anything.
Is that Canadian fire you got going on up there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you guys are cutting out for me, too. So,
well, we can.
I'll go next.
Why
don't you just... I'll go next.
I can restart the call.
Maybe we can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. That's fine. I can throw it back together. Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
All right. Everybody out. I'm kicking you out. Bye.
I'm here.
Hello?
And there's Murray Fox. Speak, Murray, speak.
Hello?
It's much better, Murray.
Oh. Okay. Good. Good.
Yes, it is better. Okay, good deal. We are recording. I can see it going. All right, let us have it there, Murray.
It doesn't want the recording doesn't want to hear your reasons, Murray. Apparently.
Oh, man.
Yeah, every time you speak, it cuts out.
Huh.
Don't be well thought out reason, and the recording will record.
All right.
I'm going to go, and then hopefully you can find a better reception somewhere else in the house.
Okay, sounds good.
So my sidekick. Well, first of all, good choice, Chris. I would debate. I think it is worth debating which mm-hmm. Robin, if you're going to pick a Robin, is the best of the Robins as a sidekick. I would go with Carrie Kelly, but that's just me.
Okay. Okay. Well, now I would go with you. I'll go with you on that. She's more than a sidekick, though, in the Dark Knight 3, though, I would think.
Well, she evolved into that, and I think mm-hmm. you know anybody that we're going to bring up here today has evolved. I mean, there are very
True.
Few new sidekicks. Robin, you know, Damian Wayne being probably an exception, though I would also argue his role, his status as a sidekick. But in the first Dark Knight Returns, Carrie Kelly was an awesome Robin.
Oh, absolutely, I agree.
You know, and again, I'm going to take Dick Grayson off the table simply because I think he's the standard bearer of all comic book sidekicks, and it's hard
yep.
to.
He was the first.
Kind of hard to to compete with that. So I'm going to go slightly newer school.
All right.
The sidekick that I pick is he's not a kid, first of all.
Okay.
It is Arthur from
the Nice. Nice.
Never. What I wrote here is he never fails to make his hero look heroic. Because, well, he's not very heroic himself. Because he's not very good at his job as a hero. But he is an official sidekick in their little universe. Plus, he was voiced by Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees on the cartoon for the first season.
Okay.
So that's right there. That has got it. But I don't know.
That's like, woo.
Yeah, I mean, it's a freaking monkey playing a moth.
Yeah, I have to admit.
I always think of sidekick as someone who makes the hero, who helps the hero in a way, but almost makes the hero look even more of the big man. And mm-hmm. there is no doubt that the Tick is only made bigger in the eyes of the reader or the TV watcher by the fact that every other hero is slightly incompetent compared to him.
Yes, that's true.
And Arthur is more than slightly incompetent most of the time. So done arguing. I think Arthur is the ultimate sidekick.
Wow, that's a good one.
Thank you.
I like that you have Dick Grayson as, like, the standard bearer. Like, if we were giving out awards, it would be the...
Poor Murray, you've got all these great thoughts, and no one can hear them.
What he was trying to say was that if we were giving out awards, that I believe he was trying to say Dick Grayson would get it to start off with, or he would be the one presenting the awards, at least. Is that what you were going to say, Murray?
Well, the awards would be named after Dick.
Yes.
Like the Graysons.
Yes.
The Dickies.
I like it. I like
Dickies.
It. It's the Dickies.
The Dickies.
See? Much better than what I was thinking. All right, then.
There you go.
The Dickies.
All right.
I would like to attend that ceremony.
Yes.
Just to see the statue.
Yes. Yes. I can imagine that would be, not safe for work, more than likely.
The statue would just be a yellow R. I mean, but
true. amazing.
I don't know. Yes, for the that's what you need to name this episode is the Dickies.
The Dickies. Okay, I like that.
Excellent.
You'll get a lot of strict people getting hits off of it for strange reasons, though. Mm-hmm. Just FYI.
That's fine. We need all the hits we can get. AKA.
Oh.
Maybe Darren will listen. I'm sorry. That's
this
terrible.
One's for it. This one is an oldie but goldie going out to.
There you go. That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm going to call it. Also known as the Dickies. That's what it's going to be. I like it.
Perfect.
Yes. Far be it for me not to put out clickbait. I am not above it at all.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay. All right. Good luck with it. Good luck with Marie, because you got two to compete with here.
Yeah, I think mine's better. I got Rick Jones.
Oh!
Rick Jones. He's totally flexible. He's been a sidekick to the Hulk,
yep.
to Captain America, to the Avengers, to Captain Marvel.
Wow, that is a good one.
At least four. That's like very flexible.
I'm trying to think.
And
he's
never had his own book.
Yeah, that's true. Who else is he? He's been for more than that.
He didn't have his own book when he was a Hulk for a little while. A few years ago.
I don't know. Let me look that up.
Hulk.
Wow. Dude. No, not Rick James.
I think so.
I can't type.
Rick James.
I almost put Rick James in. That wouldn't have worked. Let's see.
Well, wasn't he a Hulk for a while, like called Nuke or something funky? Like, anyhow, it doesn't matter. It's totally beside the
point. We forgot both Captain Marvels.
Oh, yeah, he was. He was with both of them.
Right.
I was only thinking of the Silver Dude, but he was with the.
Both of them. Rom the Space Knight says here.
Oh, he was in that. He was in that very. Wasn't he in that cool Peter David Captain Marvel?
I believe, yes.
Yeah, he was
he
very
was.
Much in that
the,
one.
The guy was actually Captain Marvel's son, right? Janice or something like that?
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see.
Having difficulty figuring a reason not to vote for this guy.
That's a good point.
He's been everywhere, but he's never had his own book, but he's, like, supported every little group he's been with.
Mm-hmm.
I think
yeah.
We could even say if it wasn't for Rick Jones, there wouldn't be a Hulk.
Very yes.
I think Bruce was trying to rescue him or something, right? Or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there wouldn't have been any Avengers.
Good Lord.
Rick Jones.
He
was using like the little shortwave radio,
mm-hmm.
sending out the signal for help or whatever.
Yes. Apparently, according to this. He was also revealed to be the mysterious benefactor of Excelsior. The group is composed of former teenage superheroes dedicated to reforming other superpower kids from following the same path. He
was also recently revealed to be the Whisperer.
Yes.
Leading into that, into the showdown Pleasantville or whatever it was called. That,
yes.
Pleasant
I was just,
Hill that they had in Marvel.
Yes. As a side effect of losing his Hulk abilities, Rick briefly gains the ability to learn any task at lightning speed. Huh. He became a master hacktivist known as Whisperer during the Avengers standoff storyline, secretly aids the new Captain America. It covers a plot by Maria Hill called Project Kobik, which uses shattered cosmic cube remains to create a new cube. Oh my god, that sounds so contrived. let's see. Future Imperfect, he was the one that got Hulk to come to the future.
Old Rick Jones. Oh, Murray, damn.
Yeah.
And for the most part,
shit,
he's
dude.
Been not powered. I mean, he's had moments where he's had.
Right. Stuff. Yeah, but even. Right. Snapper Carr isn't even close to this. That's for sure.
Oh, no.
He was a guy named A-Bomb for a little bit. But he got his powers were taken away.
A-Bomb, though. That was it. That was A-Bomb. When he was a Hulk, he was A-Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you're right. He's had moments where he's had powers, but for the most part,
yep.
everything he's been able to do just as a normal dude, a normal guitar-playing...
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
And he had a really hot wife for a while, Marlo.
Marlo, yeah.
Marlo, yeah. I don't remember her.
It was Peter Davis, Paul Ferran.
Ah.
Yeah, she was like
Let's see. He had cancer, but the Beyonder cured it.
Wasn't she a stripper for a while or something?
Maybe I was gonna say supermodel, but
yeah. While on a book tour, he meets Marlo Chandler without realizing that she had only recently broken up with the Hulk. Then acting as Las Vegas thug, Mr. Fix-It. Let's see what it says about her. Marlo Chandler. There's actually written by Peter David. Appeared in Incredible Hulk number 347. Supporting character later in the Captain Marvel series. Best friend of Betsy Ross. The wife of Hulk's alter ego, Bruce Banner. Didn't know that. He was involved in... Oh, her name comes from Philip Marlowe and Raymond Chandler. Marlo Chandler.
So here's a question. So you bring him up. I had Snapper Carr on my list.
Mm-hmm.
He's from December of 1959. When did Rick Jones come in?
I just saw that. Let me go back. 1962.
So
Incredible Hulk number one, yeah.
Be cursed.
Snapper was only in just with the Justice League. He didn't end up showing up in anything else, though.
No, Snapper was only around for Justice League, and then
it wasn't until
then
years
up, like years and years and years.
Yeah,
years
in '52 they used him and whatever.
Invasion. He was in Invasion.
Yeah, that's right. That's where he got his powers. But I think they. Well, Marvel more than likely.
Then he was Our Man's sidekick.
Yes. That's true. He was. He was. I've forgotten about that. I wish I had.
He was kind of.
That was a good series. I wish I'd stuck with it.
And then he was also the curator in Young Justice, in Peter David's Young Justice.
Oh, that's right.
He kept an eye on the cave when the kids would be out fighting.
That's kind of awesome. I did not know that.
Yeah, I think that concept, though, is better with Rick Jones, I think.
Really? Yeah.
Damn. Well, that was a fast one. 13 minutes.
Plus, Rick Jones never snapped his fingers irritatingly.
No. No, he did not.
13 minutes. This is 13 minutes of this portion of the
Yes, call. Exactly. I forgot. Well, let's see. Let's...
The other side of
So are we conceding? I win.
Well, ooh, dude, you know, because I'm looking through the Wikipedia article. Says he, you know, the whole thing about, for those of you that don't know, he was the one that was out in the desert and Banner went out to save him from getting hit by the Gamma Bomb, and that's how that happened. He later forms the Teen Brigade, a loose network of teenagers with ham radios throughout the United States. The first Teen Brigade played a role in the origin of the Avengers by tampering with a radio transmission by the Norse god Loki. Originally, the Brigade intended to bring the Fantastic Four together, but instead brought Iron Man, Ant-Man, Wasp, and Thor together to form the Avengers. Let's see. After Hulk's departure, Rick became an honorary Avenger. He alerted the team to the presence of Hulk when they began searching for him. He became close to the recently revived Captain America. Although his guilt leads him to leave the Avengers and seek out Banner and Hulk on his own, for obvious reasons. He blames it, you know. Captain America rescues Rick from one of Hulk's rampages, and after that, Rick becomes Captain America's sidekick, briefly taking the title and uniform of Bucky. Now, that I did not remember. Did not remember that. Cap's long-dead junior partner that was on Jones's own instance, but Captain America continues to have guilty objections. Note the others have lost partners, and it was time to move on. Brief time as Bucky gave him training to survive around superheroes to this day.
I was looking through my list of alternates, and
they
don't measure up.
No, I don't think so, man. I mean,
the closest I've got other than. I thought Arthur was going to be it, but my next one's going to be Dum Dum Dugan, but still not on.
No.
Not up there with Rick Jones.
And then the whole time when he was with Captain Marvel, I mean, he was sacrificing his time. And Marvel, he'd put the bands together and he'd go in the negative zone while Captain Marvel kicked buttocks.
Boy, I thought for sure, Murray, that you were going to go with, like, Jughead.
Wow.
I was thinking about Jughead, but I don't know that he... Here's why I didn't with Jughead, because he's a good supporter and he's a good sidekick.
Yeah.
But he... cruising for Archie as often as he supports things for Archie, I think.
Mm. Good point.
Like, there are times when he's good supportive buddy, and then there are other times when his stomach gets the best of him, or he's written to be the, like, I don't know. He has his moments, but I think they're more of like a buddy. They're more Super Batman than Batman Robin, I think.
Okay.
I think. And I crossed Jimmy Olsen off my list because I don't really see him as a sidekick.
Now, they've kind of really played him down over the years, especially in New 52. Well, no, that's not true. He became more like a friend, not really a sidekick.
That was Grant. I mean, one of the few things that I agreed with Grant Morrison on when he did Action Comics is how he treated the Clark Jimmy Olsen relationship. I thought that was
well done. Yes, I agree.
But
yeah.
I also had Roy Harper on there, and I had Harley Quinn, and then I had any super pet, but.
Wow. Dude, you just blew my mind, man. You just, like, as soon as you said his name, I'm like, holy shit. What was that?
You had Kid Flash on there, too.
Kid Flash, okay.
Wally West Kid Flash, I assume? I can only guess what he's actually saying at this point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. I'm reading through the stuff that he's...
garbled.
Off and on, it's a lot better. I'm just reading through all
even
the crap.
Through your garble, even through your garble, you convinced me.
Wow. I'm reading through all
now,
the crap.
How has he not made the Avengers movies?
I don't know. That would be a good point of view character. You know? But, you know, after I watched Iron Man Civil War a while ago, what they should call it. I don't know.
And
wow.
You enjoyed it?
It had a lot of action in it. The reason for the Civil War was a little contrived for my taste. Not nearly as it was hard to take a side. I mean, in the comics... it's pretty obvious to me. I mean, of course, I took my mom for her Mother's Day. She's a big Iron Man fan, movie Iron Man fan, and she didn't like my, you know, like, why are you taking Captain America's side? And I was like, because Tony is a dick. That's why. She didn't like that argument. So, anyway, yeah, it was good. I don't know. This scene, I don't know. I don't like... Well, we went through that when... If that episode had made it, the Civil War number one episode that we recorded, it only recorded Caleb's side of the recording. I had talked about that. The whole idea of heroes fighting, I just don't like it. So, even more so in the movie, the reasoning for it. But anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Just my opinion.
Dig it.
Wow.
Winner with almost no contest.
Yeah, I mean.
Murray Fox.
Yeah. Rick Jones.
Able to be sidekicked by Rick Jones.
Yeah. I mean, he's such a good sidekick. Totally. He could be a sidekick for himself.
Totally.
Multiple Rick Jones.
All right. Wow.
I thought I had a winner with Arthur, but
yeah, no kidding. You really
gave it a good shot.
You really nailed it, dude. You really got it. It's good stuff.
No wonder he wanted this subject. He knew he had a winner.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding.
Well, wow. I was going to try to make a case for Robin. Like, on Robin, a good sidekick, but I don't think I could have narrowed it down to which.
Which one? Still.
We keep losing him.
Still.
Drag. I want to hear
him.
I
think we should call it.
Yeah, I can see your. I can see your box flashing, but I don't hear anything.
Yeah, that's what she said.
All right.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. Okay. All right. Well, since you've totally kicked our ass on this, I mean, is there any more to say?
I'm going to go lick my wounds.
Yeah, me too. I don't feel too bad because I didn't actually put time into it, but still, my goodness. Rick Jones. Wow. Somebody should do a Rick Jones podcast. Okay, well, let's see. Since we're having issues, well, I don't know. Hopefully this got recorded because, you know, we got our asses kicked here. So, yes, as always, you can send a email to podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com. I got some spam mail from it the other day, so I know it works. Let's see. You can join us on the Facebook page and let us know what you think there. There's all kinds of shenanigans going on there, mostly, sometimes. Anyway, or you can come on the actual episodes and know how, and to let us know how awesome that Rick Jones it really is as the best sidekick. Yes, he takes the award this year. Wow. He might take the award next year. That's big time stuff. And so that is it for this week. And we are out.